Welcome back into Trojan Preview for week number 3 of the high school football season. After tonight, we are a third of the way through the season already. Atlantic bouncing off a 25-20 win last week over Denison in the home opener at the Trojan Bowl. A lot of excitement there. Going to visit with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. First win as the Atlantic Trojan head football coach. You got a chance to do it in front of the home crowd after I know it was a disappointing opening week for you. So it's great to be able to bounce back and have so much enthusiasm and excitement.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The kids gave great effort, and that's what we stressed to them all week, and they did that, and now we just need to get a few more of those.
We can break down some of the individual things, but is there something that stands out? What was the difference between the team that showed up on the road at Clarinda and the team that showed up last week at the Trojan Bowl?
Just effort. I mean, that's what it was. The guys, we like I said, we stressed effort all week, and they came out and they knocked Denison off the football and, basically did to Denison what Clarinda did to us the week before. Our guys wanted it more than they did. And, that was the big difference in the game. And, I'm real proud of the effort that the guys gave.
Well, and in this case, you got out to a nice lead early. How much confidence building does that help with?
Yeah, that always helps, and that's kind of what I talked to the guys about on Sunday was, hey, it's great, we won and we were up 19-0, but the difference between being a good football team and a great football team is being able to finish and, put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, and just, put teams away. And that's what we need to start doing.
Let's talk individually about some of the performances last week. Of course, a lot of stuff starts with Joe Walker, the quarterback. He has the ball in his hands to start with. He gets a number of carries out there as well. How was his performance last week?
Joey did really well throwing the football, did a great job running the football. He's just a great all-around athlete. He's making good reads in the offense and everything else. I mean, there's a reason he's our quarterback, and it's just, he's got great athletic ability.
Well, and I know he'd be the first one to tell you about his mistakes in game one, but game two, was a completely different type of ball game for him coming into that contest then, getting off to a good start?
I think when the bullets were flying that first week, the nerves get to you a little bit, and throwing that first pick six, really kind of did him in mentally. Being able to come in and have some success running the football and have a little success throwing the football, I think really helped his confidence out a lot.
Okay. How about that line up front? How'd they play offensively for you?
They did a great job. I mean, those five guys up front, they did a tremendous job, much better than they did the week before. We still had a few issues, when they'd bring some blitz at us, but, we spent a lot of time working on that this week. So, we're pretty confident that we can give Joe a little more time back there.
Well, we hope that one of the strengths of this line was going to be is that it's kind of beefy in the middle, so they can hold their own there, but it's athletic on the outside. So hopefully they can get out and when you run some of those corners and getting out around the edges, hopefully they can get out in front and knock some guys down. Was that part of the scheme again last week?
Yeah, I mean, we ran a lot of the jet sweep stuff, and it's easier to run that stuff when you've got tackles that can, like Derek Cook and Travis Peterson and Kieran McFadden that can jump out there and get that defensive end reached. That helps out a lot. So, yeah, I mean, that was a big part of our game plan, and they did a good job of it.
Well, it looked like you were able to spread the ball around a little bit. Of course, Joe's going to get a fair number of carries out there, but it looked like you were able to get the ball in some other guys' hands too, and they answered the bell.
Yeah, Brody Peterson had a pretty good game for us. He started cramping up a little bit in the second half, and so we got sophomore Drake Roller out there, and Drake's the perfect running back for this system. He just, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid. You hand him the football, he puts his shoulders down and just keeps, trying to run people over. And, he went in and did a great job filling in Brody's shoes. And, and then we've got, Colin Baker and Brendan Holmes both did a great job carrying the football for us too.
Well, built a nice lead, but Denison didn't go away. They gave it everything they had. They had the ball late with an opportunity. You got a pick, got an opportunity to get the ball down there and get some points on the board again, but they didn't even stop right there. It just seemed like they would never quite go away. You got to be proud of your guys to put together a full game.
Yeah, like I said, it was great to have that win, and, we got to get to that point where, we're able to, when we get a big lead on a team, that we're able to put teams away, and that's that's the next step in the process.
You bet. Well, good first step last week, 25-20, a win over Denison at home. Well, now it's back on the road again this week, and the Trojans traveling over to Glenwood for a ball game tonight. Glenwood, a team that, like your team, is one up and one down. They've scored 41 points in both of their games. It was good enough the first week in a 41-24 win over Red Oak. Not quite enough points. That extra point bugaboo catches them in a 42-41 double overtime loss to Thomas Jefferson last week. When you look at Glenwood on tape, what do you see?
You know, they're a very similar football team to us. They're, you know, they've got a little bit of size in the middle, and you know, they've got some pretty good athletes. You know, I think their quarterback's a younger guy. I think he's a sophomore. So, but you know, like I said, they've got some athletes, and you know, got a little size in the middle. I think we'll match up really well.
Talk about their sophomore quarterback, Colton Willwarding. What do you see out of him? Because he's a little bit of run, he's a little bit of throw. What do you see?
You know, he reminds me kind of a young Joey. I mean, he's a good athlete, you know, does a lot of things really well. He's a young kid, so he still makes some mistakes, you know, which is, you know, understandable. I mean, you're going to get that out of a younger quarterback, but, you know, overall he's a good athlete and he can make some plays.
Coach, what do you see out of the rest of their backs? Josh Lee, for example, last week had 9 carries for 100 yards. Opening week, he has 5 carries for only 17. It doesn't seem like they have anybody who's a real go-to in the backfield. Does that make them dangerous because they have options?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they like to spread it around a lot, you know, and that was one of the things that as we were breaking them down this last weekend, you know, trying to figure out, you know, different personnel groups and things like that. They do a good job of spreading the ball out, and I think, you know, it's one of those that whoever's got the hot hand at the end of the game is the guy that they're going to go with. So, you know, it does give them, you know, a lot of options when it comes to that.
Well, one thing I noticed looking at statistical numbers for Glenwood in their first two games is it seems like just about everybody on the roster has a tackle every week. They have a lot of kids on their defensive statistics that are getting to the ball carrier different times. What do you see when you look at them defensively?
You know, defensively, they do bring some pressure, especially late in the game. We saw them do it against TJ, and you know, but they're, you know, they run some zone, they run a little bit of man, you know, and it. Like I said, it seems like they rotate a lot of guys through and, you know, want to keep guys fresh. They've got a big roster and, you know, they play a lot of guys. So, you know, that helps keep guys fresh and helps keep your defense going.
What's the size matchup look like for this ball game?
You know, I think it looks pretty similar. You know, I haven't really, you know, looked at the, you know, the size and weights of their guys. But, you know, just by looking at film, you know, I think we'll match up pretty well.
How about speed? It's hard to tell sometimes on film looking at speeds of kids, but do they match up pretty well as far as athleticism, speed, those types of things?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some athletes just like we have some athletes, you know, and I think that's going to be what it kind of comes down to is, you know, whose athletes make the most plays, and, you know, whichever team does that will come out on top.
Okay. Coach, I know we're still kind of teaching people a little bit about what the veer means. It's been a long time since a lot of folks have seen a lot of those types of offenses. But do you make a lot of adjustments week to week going into, say, for example, transitioning from a Denison ball club now to a Glenwood ball club, or is it just more perfecting your scheme?
You know, it's a lot of perfecting, but, you know, sometimes we do have to make some adjustments, you know, just on, you know, how we're going to block, you know, certain things. And, you know, if it's a you know, when we go from a four-man front to another four-man front team, you know, there aren't a whole lot of adjustments except for, you know, maybe telling our tackles, you know, they're blocking, you know, the Mike linebacker instead of the backside backer. You know, it just kind of depends. You know, but for the most part, it's a lot of perfecting our scheme. You know, we really, on both sides of the ball, we want to be a team that, you know, hey, this is what we do and this is who we are and, you know, we're going to do what we do, and you've got to try to stop us. That's kind of the philosophy we want to have, and that's what we're going with.
Okay. Talk about the mentality of going into tonight's ball game. Big win last week. Kids are excited. They get a chance to be heroes for a week now. But, you know, you got to calm them down at some point, focus on the game at hand. Last week doesn't mean a whole lot if you don't follow through with a good performance now again this week. You know, it's a week-to-week thing. So how important now going into district play is this ball game for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is, you know, when you're in district play now, this game's more important than the last one. You know, and it kind of goes that way, you know, as the season goes along. You know, every game's important, but it seems like the next one's always a little more important. And, you know, so, yeah, this is a big game for us. And, you know, it'd be nice to, you know, get out there and get that first district win and, you know, and get things, continue to keep things going in the right direction.
Is this kind of a challenge game for the kids, though? Because they know they're not the team that showed up in Clarinda. They feel a lot better about the team that showed up against Denison. Do they feel like they have to now prove it this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they feel like they need to prove it. You know, I know as a coaching staff, we don't really feel like they, that way, that we feel like we need to prove anything. You know, it's just, we're, again, it's kind of a, you know, we're going to do what we do, and, you know, the we're going to continue to give the great effort that we gave, you know, last week against Denison, and, you know, and let the cards fall where they may.
You bet. Are we healthy coming in?
Yeah, we're healthy. And, you know, we had young guy Mason Gergen got hurt in the freshman game, pregame, you know, before the varsity game. But, yeah, other than that, all our varsity guys are healthy and ready to go.
All right, very good. Well, Coach, good luck tonight. We hope to see a little drier conditions tonight for a football game for a change. It'll be a little cooler.
Yeah, it sure is. This is a great time of year, and, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, 50-degree weather for a football game.
All right, very good. Eric, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. That's Eric Waldstein, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.